From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Tempestuous weather around the world. In parts of Missouri and Arkansas, people are still picking up the pieces after tornadoes swept through late Friday. 7 people died. Parts of Mississippi also were affected by powerful storms emerging from unusually warm winter temperatures. In northeastern Australia, torrential rain has triggered flooding over an area as large as France and Germany combined. And as the BBC's Nick Bryant reports, the worst may be yet to come.
This is the height of the southern summer. Normally at this time of year, the threat comes from bushfires. But more than 20 towns and cities in Queensland are facing the worst floods in living memory. The city of Rockhampton, the home to over 70,000 people, is the latest to be bracing itself for 9-metre floodwaters. The airport has been closed, the main highway has been shut, and the local mayor is warning that over 40% of the city could be flooded. Elsewhere in Queensland, the rising waters have already inundated thousands of homes.
The BBC's Nick Bryant. A woman died when her car was swept off a causeway and into rushing water. Police are searching for several people missing elsewhere. In the Caribbean, Haiti is still battling back from the ravages of an earthquake that struck almost 1 year ago. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, that is why advocates are denouncing a plan by the Obama administration to resume the deportation of Haitians with criminal records.
Deportations to Haiti were halted shortly after the January 12th earthquake, but recently Immigration and Customs Enforcement moved about 100 Haitian detainees to a facility in rural Louisiana with the intention of returning them to Haiti. Haitian advocacy groups condemned the policy. Cheryl Little with the Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center says typically Haitians with criminal records deported to their home country are thrown into overcrowded prisons where the cholera epidemic has taken hold.
Prisoners only get untreated water, which is why cholera already has killed inmates, and the disease is spreading in Haiti's jails.
Little says the new policy of deportations also is discouraging Haitians from coming forward and applying for temporary protected status, a designation that allows them to stay here legally. That program is set to expire in just a few weeks. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
About 20 Cubans have been found living on an offshore island along the Florida Keys, according to the Associated Press. Authorities have detained them, and some have received medical treatment. The AP reports the Monroe County Sheriff's Office says the Cubans might have been on the island for several days. Their legal status is not clear. Also, how they got there is unknown. Hotmail users are up in arms about their email service. Customers have been complaining on Microsoft's online forum that their emails have either disappeared or been moved to deleted. This is NPR News. All's back to normal at the U.S. Capitol after an evacuation today. Fighter jets scrambled when a nearby passenger plane briefly lost contact with air traffic controllers. NPR's Paul Brown reports federal officials believe it was a case of pilot error.
The Piedmont Airlines plane reportedly dropped radio contact as it headed for landing at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport from South Carolina. Piedmont is owned by U.S. Airways and operates shorter-haul U.S. Airways Express flights. When radio contact stopped, F-16 fighter planes took off and all House and Senate office buildings were evacuated. Relatively few people were there because of New Year's Day. The Capitol Visitor Center was closed for New Year's Day. The White House was not evacuated. President Obama is away on vacation. Authorities say they think the passenger plane's pilot inadvertently changed radio frequencies. The plane reestablished contact with controllers before landing safely at Reagan. Paul Brown, NPR News.
2 separate terrorist bombings this weekend, one in the Egyptian city of Alexandria, the other in the Nigerian capital city of Abuja. Now, President Obama is condemning the perpetrators and offering to help both Egypt and Nigeria, in his words, bring the attackers to justice. In Egypt, more than a dozen people died when a Christian church was bombed. In Nigeria, at least 4 people died in a crowded market when a bomb exploded New Year's Eve. The president and his family spent the first day of this new decade at Pyramid Rock, a secluded beach in Hawaii. They returned to Washington on Tuesday. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.